Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, so today we're going to fill in most of the boxes. Today we'll see how far we get. The good news, I have good news and bad news. The good news is tomorrow's daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis is three lines. The bad news is that it's three lines. So we'll see how far we'll get today knowing. So don't get panicky if we don't finish today, because tomorrow it's either a big tisis or just catching up on today. Anyway, so we started out yesterday, of course, with a very complicated...
Is this the chart you're referring to?
That's it. Perfect. Page one, the first page, Baruch.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
So,
Jerry, do you have it?
We fill in basically 16 boxes. The Gemara is very organized over here. We're starting with Hekesh. So if you look at the siman in brackets, Hekesh, Gzeir Shava, Kabel Chaymer, and the Shita adds in Binyan Av, the siman. So these are the four starting points. Basically, what we have over here is we have A, B, and C. A is the teacher, the Malamed is step one, which teaches B, step two, which is the Lamad. And then if you go another step, that is step C. So we're going to put together Hekesh, Gzeira Shava, Hekesh Kabel Chaymer, Hekesh Binyan Av, and then we're going to do the same with Gzeira Shava, Hekesh, Gzeira Shava, Kabel Chaymer, and Binyan Av, and then we're going to do Kabel Chaymer, Hekesh, Kabel Chaymer, Gzeira Shava, et cetera, so we're going to have 16 permutations all organized in a very neat way by the Gemara. Of course, the trick is getting there and understanding each step of the way. So we already started yesterday with Hekesh followed by a Hekesh, and we've had many times already in Tzvachim that a Hekesh cannot follow a Hekesh. We had two sources yesterday, which will be repeated constantly today. We had Rava Shita, which was the second one from yesterday, which we brought the Kasher Yurum, and we from the Par Helm Dover Tzibur with the Par Koy Mashiach to the Par Yom Kippurim, and then we had Ravina, who learned it from Asher Mitzaris. So because of the way those psukim are structured and those limudim are structured, we have a source. We had brought a source that a Hekesh followed by a Hekesh is not allowed in Kutchin. So that is definite. One interesting question, I'll throw out some questions throughout the shiur today that I'm still thinking about, which of course I had no time to look into. Interestingly enough, the Gemara above did not ask what does Rava do with Ravina's learning and what does Ravina do with Rava's source. But be that as it may, each one has a source that a Hekesh cannot follow. You cannot learn a second thing. You cannot, if B is learned from A via a Hekesh, C cannot be learned from B via a Hekesh.
In Kutch,
of course. Obviously, in the rest of the Kol HaTarikuah, as we'll see in a second, it's not a problem. So the Gemara starts off by saying, Dover HaLamed, four lines, the last four skinny lines on Mem Tes Amid Beis. Dover HaLamed BeHekesh, in Choyzim Lamed BeHekesh. We're just bringing this rule to get into this whole discussion of all the different permutations, but this we already know. So, Davar Lamed Behekesh, and Kojim Lamed Behekesh, Imid Rava, Imid Ravina, as Rashi says on the first wide line, we're bringing this in, Mishim Debai, Libni Bai, Bayala, Hadar Nakatla. Because of the questions that we're going to be asking right now, we're bringing in this statement just to set the stage. So, as we said, Davar Lama Behekesh, Ena Kozim Lama Behekesh, Yimid Rav, Yimid Ravina. Question the Gemara asks now. Now, I believe the Gemara is asking this since we already have a source and a statement, definitive statement by Kutchin that Ein Hekesh, Kozim Lama Behekesh, we're asking about what about other principles that we use for drushes, if those are valid or not. So the first question is, Davar Halama Behekesh, Mash Yemud Begzera Shava. If B is learned from A via Hekesh, can you learn C from B via Gzeira Shava? Tashma, so we bring a Raya from the following Brice, Rav Nassim ben Avtumas, Oimer, Rav Nassim ben Avtumas says, Menayin Lepricha, we jump to Negoim for a minute, Menayin Lepricha, Bebegadim Shehi Tahira, how do you know, by the Tzaras, if the beged becomes completely enveloped with its saraz, that it's tahar. Obviously, this is one of the paradoxes of negayim. If it spreads all over the item, be it the body, the head, the clothing, it is tahar. So it says nemar karachas v'gabachas v'begadim. It says karachas v'gabachas, which is the inside or outside of the beged. V'nemar karachas v'gabachas ba'adim, and it says the same words by person, which could be the back of the head and the front of the head. So malahalon karach v'pulei tahar, just like by a human being, if it spreads into the entire body, the person will be tahar. Afkan, so too here by the beged, parach v'pulei tahar. If it spreads on the entire beged, it's tahar. So that is a gezeirah shava. So that's really step two. This is really C, the beged, learning from B, the Adam. But how do we know Adam is like that? How do we know that's the rule by Adam? The siv, may roishoy v'ad raglov. The pasuk says from the head and to the feet, and they have different rules. The tzaras on the head has different rules than on the body, the color of the hair on the head, and different, it's called the sikin by nasik, by the head, by the scalp. And we make a hekesh over there, v'iskish roishay l'rega, malahan kulei hafach lavin parach l'kulei tar. Just like by the body, if it spreads into the entire body, the person is tar. Afkan kulei hafach lavan parach l'kulei tar. So too, by the person's head, if it spreads into the entire head, then the person is tar. So what do we have here? Step one is the hekesh between the person's head and the person's body. Step two, C from B, is the gezeira shava from the beged, learning from the person's head. So we have hekesh followed by gezeira shava. Rav Nosson ben Atumas is saying, hey, we could do it. So Amar Rav Yechon comes along and says, v'chol ha-tayra kula l'meiden. Yes, it's true. And the Tar by halachas, including the Gaim, which is not a kachim topic, lamad mi lamad, chutz min a kachim she'ain done in lamad mi lamad. Don't bring me a proof from over there. That's b'chol ha'tar kula by negayim, which is not kachim. You could learn it, but by kachim, you can't learn it. Why? How do I know? Rabbi Yochanan says, the imkein lo yomar tzafayna ba'asham. It shouldn't say tzafayna by asham. We went through all the lamudim yesterday. It shouldn't say tzafayna ba'asham. It actually doesn't say directly tzafayna ba'asham, as we saw yesterday. The Asham is like the Chatas and the Oila, and that's how we learn Safin, but it shouldn't even say that, the Gemara asks. The Tesei B'Gzeirah Shava, and we should learn it out with a Gzeirah Shava. Obviously, it's Chatas, Oila would be the Hekish, and then you would have a Gzeirah Shava of Asham from Chatas. Why? The Kachay Kachim Mechatas. I could have had a Gzeirah Shava of the words Kachay Kachim, which was written both by Asham and Chatas. So because I wrote it by Asham, I went out of my way, the Torah went out of its way to have another limud by Asham, by writing it, Safin by Asham, Lav Lameimra, that must be to teach us the Dabar Halamed Behekesh Ein Choyzer Umalamed Begzeir Shava. That is a proof, Rabbi Yochanan says, by Kachim, Asham Chatas, the way we've learned it out, it proves that a Hekesh followed by Begzeir Shava does not work. So Rav Nosson bar Thomas comes back and said, you have no proof, Rav Yochanan, because maybe Dilma Mishum de Ikla Mifrach Malachata Shekemecha Peres Al Chai Vikrisis. Maybe you don't have the Gzeir Shava, and the Gemara is assuming right now, of course, we have different rules by Gzeir Shava. I'll ask a question on that in a second, but we have different rules by Gzeir Shava, whether it's Mufna. Obviously, if it's not Mufna, so you could ask Pirchas. And if it's Mufna Mitzad Echad, it's a Machlaikis, whether you can have Pirchas. If you have no Pirchas, then of course, if it's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, then Gzeir Shava is perfect. But in this case right now, the Gemara is assuming we have a Mufna Mitzad Echad, at least, where you can ask a Pircha, Mishum de Ikla Mifrach Malachatan Shekemecha Peres Al Chai Vikrisis. Maybe the reason why the Gzeir Shava does not work in that case of Asham from Chatas is because Chatas has a strong characteristic that it's mechaper al chai v'krisis, so that's why you can't do the gzeirah shava after the hekesh. But maybe in regular cases you could do the gzeirah after the hekesh. So it's a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would not have a proof. So Rabbi Yochanan responds and says, Kachay Kachim Yisei Riksibi. There are many Kachay Kachims written by the Parsha of Asham and Chatas. I would have been able to make a Gezeirah Shava that is Mufnez, Rashi says, Mishneit Stadin, and I can't ask Ein Mashivin Alel. I could not ask any Kashas because of the fact that the Torah went out of its way and wrote Safin by Asham and went through the Lamudin that we did yesterday to prove that Asham is Shechted in the north, despite the fact that I could have had a Gezeirah Shava, shows that a Hekesh followed by a Gezeirah Shava does not work. So we have checked the second box. My general question on this is, in general, Gezeirah Shavas, and I don't have the answer yet, I'm still looking for a discussion on this, is the fact that Gezeirah Shavas, as you know, people cannot, that you cannot do on your own. The only way Gezeirah Shavas could work is if you have a Messiah, that these are the words. Now, the question is over here, there's a Tosis in the Sechta Shavas, Tzadik Zion. He asked a question over there by a Rebbe and Talmud Kesher of Akiva, why didn't they learn a certain Gezeirah Shavas? So Taisa says, because the Messiah was, they had X amount of Gezeirah Shavas that were given. Yes. And when you maxed out, that's it. You couldn't do any more. So is Rabbi Yochanan's statement here about Kachay Kachim Yisirik Sibi over here that he never had the Messiah, and because you could have made Gezeirah Shavas potentially, but there was no Messiah here. So how could you really bring a proof? If there's no Messiah on the word, how could Rabbi Yochanan really bring a proof that you could have done Gezeirah Shavas? Maybe there was no Messiah on that. On some say, by the way, some Rishonim learned by Gezeirah Shavas that the words are given, but it's up to the chain how to use it, which words to put together from which parashas. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan felt that there would have been a possibility to, that would seem to argue on Tosis's maxed out type of number, Gezeirah Shavas, that one can make. So it could be, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan could have done it and said there could have been a Gezeirah Shavas here potentially, but because there isn't, it's a proof that a Hekesh followed Gezeirah Shavas does not work. Next one. So we're going to the third one now. So we're going Hekesh to Kal v'Chomer. Kal v'Chomer just third on the list. And by the way, in the chart that you have, which we can refer to, so you see right now, Hekesh column one on the, starting from the right side. So the top line is the thing that's A, and the right side is the B, basically. So far we've put an X, which we knew from yesterday, Hekesh followed by a Hekesh. And now we just put an X in the Hekesh followed by the Gezeirah Shavas.
Check.
Now we're going to go to the check.
Yeah,
we're
going to go to the check.
Next one. Right now we have Hekesh, the Hekesh. We're going down the right side. We're going down the first column starting from the right. As Hekesh is A, we're going through all the Hekesh with other possibilities. That's the first column from the right. So as I said, we did Hekesh for Hekesh yesterday is an X. Hekesh for Gezeirah Shavas is an X. And now we're going to Hekesh for Kal v'Chomer.
That's a check.
That's going to be a check if you're seeking, if you're taking the look at it. So, Davar HaLamed B'Hekesh Chozer U'Malamed B'Kal v'Chomer. What about a Hekesh followed by a Kal v'Chomer? So you learned out B from a Hekesh. Can I learn out C via Kal v'Chomer from B? So the Gemara harkens back to one of our favorite dafim from a week ago, Friday and Shabbos. Kal v'Chomer, well, yeah, that
can't be
the Svara. Yeah, Mefarshim discuss it. There's actually he brings in the Kielsen sheet over here, asks that question that L'Chayra Kal v'Chomer is a Svara. And if it's a Svara, it should actually work differently. He said, despite that, Saif Kol Saif, it's still one of the 13 Midas that we darshan in the Torah, and therefore it should come under these rules also, even though it, as you said, it's really a Svara. Anyway, so the question of Hekesh followed by Kal v'Chomer is shown that it does work with the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, as we had back on Daf Mem Amid Beis by the cases of Es and Dam B'Tfila. We learned those three rules about a wart on a Kohen's finger, the amount of blood that has to be in the Keli, and the fact that the Kohen has to dip his finger in as opposed to wiping it in the Keli. So we had those rules learned out. So we said, period. So we already showed back on Mem we asked, can you do a Kavach Chaymer after a Hekesh? To which we said back then, yes, we did the Parz Hekesh, and then we did the Kavach Chaymer, which, if you just recall briefly, had to do with if the Karbanis are different, then you have the rules applied, then for sure, Karbanis that are the same, that for sure you could do. So that was a Kavach Chaymer that we did way back. As if you look in the chart on the third box, which is a check, it reminds us, Davar Halamu Behekesh Chayzim Lamu Kavach Chaymer, and that's for the din of Es, Bedam, Vetavel, by the Sire Avaydis Kachavim, Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, Behekesh, with a Sire Yom Kippur, Masi Ure, Avaydis Kachavim, the Kavach Chaymer. So that was the Hekesh followed by the Kavach Chaymer. So this is going to be repeated quite often through this staff. This is accepted as perfect, a Hekesh followed by a Kavach Chaymer. Next case, Davar Halamet. So now we're on box four, bottom right. Davar Halamet beHekesh Mahu Sheyilmed beBinyan Av. What about a Hekesh? B from A via Hekesh, and then you want to learn C from B with a Binyan Av. What about that? So first of all, a question is asked by the Karen Ira on that. If a Hekesh, as we just saw before in box two, cannot be followed by Gzeirah Shavah, for sure we should make a Kavach Chaymer. For sure a Binyan Av should not follow a Hekesh. As we know, Gzeirah Shavahs are much, much stronger than Binyan Avs. Binyan Avs, or Mamatzinus, as they're also called, can be knocked off very easily with a Pircha. So he answers, a Karen Ira answers, that a Binyan Av without a Pircha can be stronger than a Gzeirah Shavah with a Pircha. So that's why the Gemara has the right to ask this question.
Yes,
okay, so a Hekesh is you have a comparison of two items, whether it's in the same pasuk or same parsha. So it's mamisha Hekesh.
It's not just not a word.
What?
They're close to each other.
They're close to each other, and there's something like, for example, we had yesterday on Shabbos, actually. So when we started with Mem Ches Amid Aleph on top, Rashi started with we had the Hekesh over there with the Oila and the Chpatis. If you look at the second line, it Rashi, Hekesh is Ksivim Asher Tishkat Oila. So we had Chatis compared to Oila, as we discussed on Shabbos. I don't think you were here on Shabbos. So over there, the Chatas is Hekesh, let's call it Hekesh to the Oila. That's a Hekesh, a direct comparison. It doesn't say Beferish. We learn Pshat, it's not a direct, if it says direct the rule on that item, on the Chatas, that would be Beferish Vekra. But because it wrote the Chatas should be shechted in the place where the Oila was shechted, that's a Hekesh. You're comparing the Chatas to the Hekesh. You also, by the way, on Mem Ches Amid Aleph, just to flesh out even more, there could be different, not all Hekeshes are created equal. You also, we had on Mem Ches Amid Aleph, we made a Hekesh out of a Vav Maisif Ala Rishain. That could be a stronger Hekesh. So when we're going through Hekeshes now that we're discussing, could be a basic Hekesh, the Heitz of a Heisa, for example, Kedushin Gerish, and that's considered a Hekesh. So a Hekesh is extremely strong. And a Meshivan ala Hekesh, we know that you can't ask Pirchas on a Hekesh, as opposed to Gzer Shava, that might be Mufna Mitzarecha. So a Hekesh is one of the strongest ways. No, a Hekesh is a Mechleikas. A Hekesh, a Messiah we've seen, it's a Mechleikas, whether you need, if a person can make a Hekesh on his own, or needs a Messiah.
If the possible refer to the, that's I mean, the Torah,
But Hekesh is a way of darshan, is a way of learning rules. So the fact that the Torah wrote the Chatas should be shechted in the same place as the Oila, as opposed to saying shech the Chatas in the Tzafin. So that's like a slight step removed. So it's a Hekesh as opposed to a direct. But a Hekesh in general is very strong, as we said, Ein Meshivan ala Hekesh. Gzeirah Shavah, of course, is words. Obviously, you can't do words. There are thousands of words, same words in different parshios. So it has to be only via Messiah. And as we said, either Tosis has a number, or the words were given, and it was up to the Chazal to figure out which parsha should the Gzeirah Shavah be done. Obviously, and also whether you can ask kashas on a Gzeirah Shavah depends on whether it's mufne mitzad echad or if it's not mufne at all. A binyan av is the simplest way. Mamatzinu is common. If there's no reason, right, to differentiate between two karbanis, let's say, they should be the same. Usually, of course, we ask Pirchas, and then we bring it Tzad HaShava. So,
Shava is the only one that's really a word.
So, Gzeirah Shavah is a word. The usage of the same words, or sometimes we have different words, even you can also do Gzeirah Shavah. Yeah, Rashi says in a couple of places, maybe in Sanhedrin we had it, where he writes, which is a little bit difficult based on this Gemara. This is another question that I had. He's writing that Gzeirah Shavah, when you make Gzeirah Shavah, it's as if it's written Beferish in that Parsha. So you have, by Gzeirah Shavah, it's as if it's written Beferish. So there are a lot of different slight nuances. Okay, so now the Gemara is once again asking, So we're asking that question. You learn it with a hekesh, can you do a binyanav? So Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to try to prove it. I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyah. Once again, loy lichtav tzefayna ba'asham. Don't write all the, and once again, as we said, it wasn't the fairish ba'asham. We compared asham to chatas oila. We had all the lamudim about that. The tesim a binyan av, mechatas. Let's just learn a binyan av of asham from chatas. Just like chatas is in the north. And by the way, chatas was learned from oila via hekish. And now we'll say a binyan av, asham could be learned from chatas. That's what should have been. And Lamai Hilchas at Kazbe. So why did the Torah go out of its way to put the Tzafin, to learn the Asham in the way that it learned, as opposed to doing a Binyan Av? Lav Lameimra, the Dabar Halamet Behekesh, Ein Chayzer, Umalamet Binyan Av. That must be to teach us that if you have a Hekesh, you cannot learn a Binyan Av by Kachin. So that's what he wants to prove. Okay, sounds like he has a proof. But we say no proof. Why? Litameh, according to your reasoning, why go to Chatas? Tesim Abidin Av Ma'ila. Let Asham be learned from Ayla. And that would be, and that would show, so why are you asking from Chatas? You wouldn't even have the Hekesh followed by Binyan Avish. You just learn directly a Binyan Av from Ayla. But my Tamaloy Asa, why did you not learn from Ayla? Or is it Bishum Deikalamifra? Because you can ask a question, Mala Ayla Shekain Kol, because an Ayla is completely burned. So you cannot learn out. That's a nice pircha on this Binyan Av of Asham from Ayla. So Chatas Nami Eikalamifra. I could also ask the Kasha on Chatas. I could not learn Asham from Chatas via Binyan Av, because Mala Chatas Shekain Mechaperis Al-Chayve Krisis. So I cannot learn Chata, I cannot learn Ushan from Chatas. So therefore, you have no proof. Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to bring a proof that since we went out of our way to do Ushan, Tzafin, so that shows that a Binyan Av, which follows the Hekesh, Chatas Oilas Hekesh, Ushan Chatas is Binyan Av. You wanted to say, Rabbi Yirmiyah, that because we didn't do that, it's proof that you cannot do a Binyan Av after a Hekesh, but you couldn't do it either way because you'd have a Pircha. So you have no proof. So we have no proof as to whether a Hekesh followed by a Binyan Av works. That's why you see the question mark in box 4 at the bottom. Do you have a sheet? So box 4 at the bottom right, Hekesh followed by Binyan Av is a question mark. Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to prove it. No proof because he couldn't do a Binyan Av either way.
What it would be
that
Gemara is asking, should
I go directly to Ayla? Yeah, go directly to Ayla, because what if I do a Binyan Av, why pick Chatas? Pick Ayla. Ayla is the source. Ayla says directly shot the middle. Yeah. Ayla has shot the No, Ayla directly, no, but that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say you want to prove by the fact that you did not do a Binyan Av from Chatas, which would prove that a Hekesh followed by a Binyan Av does not work by Kachin because you didn't do that. But your proof is not a good proof because I could have done a binyan av from Oila, which is directly a binyan av without a hekesh. But why didn't you do that? Because you had a pircha. Same thing, I have a pircha on chatas. So therefore you can't prove that a binyan av followed by a hekesh works or doesn't work. We don't know. So therefore there's a question mark in that box. So we don't know the answer to that one. Now, the Gemara, the next chada mechada question, there's a machloikis between Rashi and Tosis versus the Shita on this. So Rashi, if you look to the right, a little bit above to the right, Rashi says this is a separate discussion now. Nothing to do with really trying to be pushed at the question that we're dealing with, which is Hekesh followed by Binyan Av. Rashi says, Milsav Ape Nashahu, V'lav L'mishpat Bayit, not coming to answer the question. It's Stam, a question on these Lemudim. The Shita and others learn, no, that this Gemara, which I'm not going to go into because it's a little complicated, but just know that in this Yud Gimel Ois, the Shita presents that this next Gemara is still trying to answer the question of whether a Binyan Av can follow a Hekesh or not by Kachin. So we'll go with Rashi and treat this as a Milsa Ba'avim Eshay. Just stop a discussion before we get to the next box. Chad B'chad Eloi Asi, I cannot learn Asham from either Chatas or Oila because of the Pirchas that I just said. So Teisa Chad Mitarte, learn one from two, as the Gemara very often does. So Mehei Teisi, which one should I learn from? To Loi Nechta Brachmana Oila, let the Torah not write. Now, by the way, Tosis, I believe, goes into what about all the domino effects if you don't have it here? What's going to happen with many other Lemudin? That's also a really extra credit type of situation. We're not going to go there. But Loi Nechta Brachmana Oila, don't write softened by Oila, but Teisi Mechatas V'Asham. So we say that's not good. You couldn't do that because Malahana Shekhen Mechaprin, because Chatas and Asham are Kabbanah said forgive. Loi Nichtav Rachmana B'Chatas, don't write it by Chatas, but Tesim Mechanach, learn Chatas from Asham and Oila, can't do that because Malahana Shekhen's Charm, and Oila and Asham are male animals. Now, obviously they ask, what's so special about male animals? So a couple of answers are given. The Yelis HaShachar is one of them. It's not that one answer given is if you look at the majority of karbanis, more karbanis are zecharim. So there's something additional about it that a zechar animal is, for whatever reason, is better or stronger. So therefore, if it's a zechar animal, you can't learn others from it. Others say no. They're equal. Zechar and akeva animals are equal. It just happens to be that they have different, not rules necessarily, but they're different. So you can't darshan learn one from the other. If it's a zachar animal, the Gemara says you can't do.
But also the
oil
is the
chapa and six. Well, we'll see that in a second. Rashi will say that. Loid nichtiv ba'asham, because if you look at the Rashi on, it says malahana shekein mechaprin, Rashi bevarns on that kasha over there. If you look at, if you oila right after the mission, oila legabi chatas ba'asham loy chashivi kaparas say the day kapara. Relative to a chatas and an asham, an oila's kapara sasei is not considered kapara. So getting to the last possibility of the one from two, loy nechtev ba'asham v'teisim hanach. So we say malahana shekein yeshnon b'tzibur kebiyachid, because a chatas and an oila are also tzibur karbanis. Asham is always a yachid karban. You cannot learn asham. So according to Rashi, Milsav Ape Nafshei, just explaining why you can't do a binyan av with two over here. Okay, now we go to the next column where our A is the Gzeir Shava. So we have a Gzeir Shava followed by, it's going to go in a nice order, Gzeir Shava, Gzeir Shava. So Gzeir Shava now is the starting point. So the question is, can you have a Hekesh after a Gzeir Shava? Gemara says, "Davar halamid gzeirah shava mal shiel mid behekish." Can you have a hekish after gzeirah shava? Once again, of course, by kachin. So Amar of Papa, Rav Papa is going to bring a proof of Meiser Shemi to Shlomim to Taida. So we start with Zois Torah, Levach Hashlamim, Im Al Toide, etc., Im Al Toide. The Pasuk teaches us, Lamanu L'Toide Shaba Min HaMaiser, that a Toide can be brought from Maiser Shady Mai. Rashi says over here, on the Lamanu L'Toide, he says that, very important point, Mikan Behekesh Mishlamim. Now we're doing a hekesh. This is step two. We started with step two here. The C from the B. Title C, B is shlamim. Shabam and a meiser. Im pirish v'shas nidrei amenas lahavim and meiser sheni. Only if at the time that he makes the nether to bring the toida or the shlamim that he's going to bring it from meiser sheni that is allowed. But if he first obligates himself to bring a type of shlamim without specifying Maiser Sheni, it will not work, then he's obligated to bring it from Chulin. Okay, so be that as it may, we have a hekesh of toida from shlamim. Hekesh.
So he has Maiser Sheni money.
Yeah.
That he has to
bring to Yerushalayim.
It's money.
It's the parents, right.
Now he has to buy,
Right, so he can fulfill.
Prior,
right.
He can use that money. Yeah. But he has to say it.
Yeah, he has to say when he's when he makes it.
Yeah, the sponsors make the toy.
So this is the heckish part. What's the Gzeirah Shavah, which is step one here? Because Shlamim Gefai Menalan, how do we know that a Shlamim could also be from Maaser Sheni? Because Sham Sham. We have a Gzeirah Shavah of Shlamim to Maaser Sheni, that a Shlamim can be brought from Maaser Sheni. So that's really step one. Gzeirah Shavah is the A teaching the B. The Maaser Sheni is A. Keep that in mind for a second. Maaser Sheni is A. Shlamim is B, which is being learned out from A via Gzeirah Shavah. And I'm learning out via Hekesh Toida from Shlamim. Seems to be a good raya that a Hekesh that follows a Gzeirah Shavah works. So according to Rav Papa, it does work. And we're going to continue from now on referencing that this works according to Rav Papa. But it doesn't work according to everybody. Because Amalei Marzutra Bereid de Rav Mari de Ravina. Marzutra did not like this because he said, Maiser Dagan Chulin Ba'almahu. Maiser Dagan is Chulin. As we had back on Mesheh Amid Aleph, we had the issue, the Malamed and the Lamad. Do you look to treat it as to whether it's a kutchin situation all the way through? Do we look at the melamed or do we look at the lamed? So in this case, and we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Maaser Sheni is not kutchin. Rabbi Meir holds differently, but Rabbi Yehuda, the Maaser Sheni sugya says Maaser Sheni is chulin. So chulin, which is A, which is the melamed, is not kutchin. B, which is Shlamim, is Kachim. So in order to bring a proof here that a Hekesh works after Gzeirah Shavah, you have to say you're going after the Lamad, because it would be a Kachim situation here. If you hold that you go after the Malamed, you cannot prove anything by Kachim, because it's Kulin teaching C, in effect, and not B, the Lamad teaching. So that's what Marzutra is saying here. Maaser Dagan Chulin Ba'amahu. So you cannot prove that a Hekesh following a Gzeirah Shavah works. So Ravina answered in defense of Rav Papa, Amra, didn't we say we go after the Lamad? So this is a Kachin case. Shlamin B is Kachin. I'm learning out Taida C from Shlamim. It's a Kachin situation. Therefore, I have a proof that I could do a Hekesh after Gzeirah Shavah. According to Marzutra, there's no proof. So if you look in the box, you will see that in the second column from the right, first box on top, Marzutra is no, there's no proof. So he cannot prove that. Rav Papa and Ravina have proven that a Hekesh following Gzeirah Shavah does work. Okay, so now we go to the next question. So we have, as we said, Amar Lama Kaddish, Umalami Kaddish, Dabar Lama. Okay, so we've proven according to the Lamad Lamad, it's fine. Next question is Davar Halamad Bigzeir Shava. Mahashu Yomid Bigzeir Shava. What about Gzeir Shava? A to B is a Gzeir Shava, and B to C is another Gzeir Shava, with two different words, of course. So Amar Rami Bar Chlama, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa by Menachas. So interestingly enough, in this Pasuk by Menachas, you actually, in capitals, it's all in one pasuk. All these gzeirah shavas that we're making now is in one pasuk. Pasuk says,
what's the
it's in Taida. It's Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. So it says, Imal Taida Yakuvena, the Hikvah, Zodach HaTaida, Chalos Matzos, Beluots V'Shemen. It says Chalos, you know, you have to bring 40 loaves with a Taida, 30 are unleavened, and 10 are chametz. So, or kike matzis meshuchim b'shem v'soilus mor beches chalos bulus b'shem. So you have the three here. You have chalos, you have rikikin, and you have revuchas over here. So the question is, the soilus is only written by the revucha. So we're going to do gzeirah shavas that soilus is required by all of them. So the Baraisa says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, once again, as we go forward into more permutations, Rami Bar Chama is going to be consistently brought. The Tanya, as we learned in the Baraisa, Soilam Rebeches Lamadnu L'Revucha Shabo Soilus. Revucha requires Soilus, which is written directly in this Pasuk Yud Beis. So that's the Revucha. Chalos Menayin, how do you know that the 10 that are called Chalos that requires Silas, Talmud Loimer Chalos Chalos. You have Gzeirah Shava here. By Revucha, it says Chalos. You make Gzeirah Shava with the word Chalos in this very same Pasuk to teach you that Chalos requires Silas, which of course is the finest flour. And then Rekikin, which is another one mentioned in this Pasuk Menayin, Talmud Loimer Matzos Matzos. You have the word matzos over here. Matzos a few words before, and then rikike matzos. That makes a gzeirah shava of rikikin to of chalos to rikikin. So we have a double gzeirah shava here. It happens to be interestingly enough in the same place.
Does it have to be?
Does it happen? No. It just happens to be over here. When I looked it up, I said, wow, this is in the same buzzer.
I never saw that before.
Yeah. And it gets very confusing with all the different names that the Menachas have, which of course we'll deal with when we get to the Menachas. Okay. But anyways, the point over here is we have two Gzeirah Shavas. We have Chalos Chalos Matzos Matzos. Two completely Gzeirah Shavas. A to B, B to C. So the Gemara says, so we might have Matzos on the Chalos. So the Gemara says not in proof. We want to prove. Rami Bar Chama wants to prove that Gzeirah Shava followed Gzeirah Shava is good. Dilma Mimatha Tana Gemara. Maybe the Gzeirah Shava about Rikikin is from another pasuk of Mafei Taner. Now the pasuk of Mafei Taner is written by Yikra Beis. Over there it uses the word matzis. So maybe it's a Gzeirah Shava of Rikikin, that Rikikin Matzos is learned from the Gzeirah Shava of Mafei Taner, not from Chalos. So that would make it a completely different Gzeirah Shava. Right. What, it would not be A to B, B to C. It would be A to B and then A to C from somewhere else, or D to C, call it. So that's not a proof. So we reject, the Gemara rejects this proof of Rami Bar Chama. So we go to another situation. Ella Amar Rava.
Oh, so we don't have a raya.
So we don't have a raya that Gzeirah Shava followed by Gzeirah Shava works. But from this, we're going to have a raya. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, I have a proof that Gzeirah Shava works. Gzeirah Shava followed by Gzeirah Shava works. Tanya, we looked at a braisa, the Kirboi Pirshoi Vahoitzi. This is dealing with one of the pars. It's dealing with the par Helen Kain Mashiach. It says over there that you have to take these out. The Hoitzi, you take it out as one. Malamit Shemaitziyai Shalom, you take it out of the base, you burn it outside the Azara. Not cut up. Well, we'll see in a second. Shemaitziyai Shalom, you take it out whole. Yochel Yisrafet Shalom, so you would think you burn it whole. So we say, no. Nemar Khan, Roishai V'chrov. We have the words Roishai V'chrov here. V'nemar Lahalim by Karban Oila Roishai V'chrov. Ma Lahalim Ha'idei Nituach, Afkan Ha'idei Nituach. Just like by an Oila, you have to cut it up. So too by the par, you have to cut it up. That's one Gzeir Shava.
You take it out whole, but you burn it.
Right. Now, Imu Alahalam, but by Oila, we have another rule, the Heshet, you have to skin it. Of course, you give the skins by an Oila to the Kohen. So, Af Kanami Beheshet, so too here by the Par, we should also skin it. Talmud Loimah, the Kirboi Upirshai. So those words are said, we learn from those words. My Talmudah, what do you see from here? Amarav Pabak is Shem Shapir Shabikir by Kach Misari Ba'irai. You learn from these words, just like it would be very disrespectful to take out the waste. So you leave the Pirshai inside the animal. So too, you do the Besara, you leave the flesh in the skin. Vitanya, and we learned in a Braisa, this is going to be a second Zereshava now. Rebbe Oimer Nemerkan Ar Ubasar, Vinemar Lahalan by Parkoy Mashiach Ar Ubasar Uperesh, Malahalan Aydeni Tuach Shaloi Behefshit. Afkan Ayveni Tuach Shaloi Beheshit. So as we see, we have two Gzeres Shavas. We have Oila Tapar Kain Mashiach, Tapar Vesar Shal Yom HaKippur. We're making a double Gzeres Shava. So you see from here that a Gzeres Shava, you see a check in the box, Gzeres Shava followed by Gzeres Shava is good. So we have a proof that a Gzeres Shava by Kutchin can follow another Gzeres Shava.
But Rami Bar Chaim did not work out.
Rami Bar Chaim did not work out, but, you know, because of that question.
Maybe
right. But it's possible it could work out. We, you know, it's possible. So we're going to continue, as you'll see in a second, the way the Gemara phrases it. We sort of consider Rami Bar Chama a good proof. You'll see in a second how the Gemara will use this going forward. So we have a few proofs. We have, just keep in mind, the Rabbi Shmuel of a Kabbalah Chomer following a Hekesh has been used and verified. We have Rav Papa by the Toid and Shlomim, which is Hekesh, which is Gzeres Shava followed by Hekesh is verified. Now we have Gzeres Shava followed by Gzeres Shava is good, whether it's Rami Bar Chama or Rava. We're going to keep on referring to these as we go forward. So the next question is, the box, now we're going to the box of Gzeres Shava followed by Kabbalah Chomer. Dover halamin of Gzeres Shava mashi yilmai b'kavah chaymer. Gzeres Shava followed by a kavah chaymer. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says kavah chaymer. That in itself will prove that it works via a kavah chaymer. Yeah. So here you have to really think, and you have to be careful with the way the Gemara presents the words here, that you have, just keep in mind now, Gzeres Shava is the starting point. Kavah Chomer is, can Kavah Chomer follow Gzeres Shava? So the proof is, Mahekesh, She'ena Melamed Mehekesh. The better word here is Mehekesh. Just like as we've said all along, a Hekesh cannot follow a Hekesh. Ima de Rava, Ima de Ravina, as we started earlier, either through Rava or Ravina. Yet, Melamed the Kavah Chomer, a Hekesh can be followed by Kavah Chomer, as we said, Midatana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. So Gzeres Shava, Hamelamedes Behekesh, a Gzeres Shava which could be followed by a Hekesh, Mid the Rav Papa, that's the case of Rav Papa with a Meiser Shlomim Titus situation. So we see how much stronger a Gzeres Shava is. A Gzeres Shava is stronger than a Hekesh, has more capacity. The word that Art Scroll uses here is more capacity to be teacher. Now you have to, in this Gemara, it gets a little tricky because is it the A, as we said, A and B? Is it the fact that A is more powerful or is B more powerful? So you have to consider, like, which way the Gemara is bringing its proof. But over here, we have to think about that point. So we've proven that a Gzeres Shava followed by a Hekesh is good. So Gzeres Shava is very strong. Gzeres Shava is so strong that Ein Din should Talamed the Kavah Chomer. Gzeres Shava is so strong as the A, that it should be able to be learned, be followed by a Kavah Chomer. And we see also how strong a Kavah Chomer is, by the way, because we see that a Kavah Chomer can even follow a Hekesh. So we see how strong a Kavah Chomer is. So Gzeres Shava followed by a Kavah Chomer should work. So as you can see, that's the box over here, according to the Islay the Rav Papa. Now, Hanich Laman Islay the Rav Papa. This is good if you hold like Rav Papa as opposed to Mar Zutra. Elamanda Lesley the Rav Papa Maika Lamemar. What would Marzutra do? How would he prove this case? El Kavachimer, he would have another Kavachimer. Ma Hekish, She'im Melamed the Hekish. As we said, Hekish cannot follow a Hekish. Imi the Rav, Imi the Ravina. Melamed the Kavachimer, as we said, Midatana the Bey Rav Yishmal. So Xerish Shava, Hamlamedis, the Xerish Shava Chaverta, Xerish Shava could be followed by Xerish Shava, Mid the Rami Barchama. Notice on the side, it's really E mid the Rami Barchama, Oy mid the Rava, right? It's really Rava that brought the best proof with the Oyla Parkhana Shiach Yom Kippurim, double Xerish Shava. So we see how strong the Xerish Shava is. Ain't a din shetlamid the Kavachimer. So for sure, the Xerish Shava should be strong enough to be followed by a Kavachimer. So, what we've done over here is we reconfigured the Kal V'Chaimer. Even according to Marzutra, this Kal V'Chaimer would work. Before we said the first Kal V'Chaimer, we did not bring the Gzeres Shava Hamlamedes, the Gzeres Shava Chaverta. We're showing here how strong the Gzeres Shava is. The Gzeres Shava is so strong, it can be followed by Gzeres Shava. A Kal V'Chaimer is strong that it can even follow a Hekesh, which a Gzeres Shava can't. So for sure, a Kal V'Chaimer after the Gzeres Shava should work. And therefore, you have the check in the box of the Gzeres Shava followed by the Kal V'Chaimer.
Why do you say Ma Hekesh Gzeres Shava?
Ma Hekesh... Say, Mahekish, a Hekish followed by Xerish Shava. A Hekish followed by Xerish Shava, we said, does not work, right? A Hekish doesn't, right. But a Hekish followed by Xerish Shava does not work. But a Hekish, followed by a Kavachimer does work. So you see how strong the Kavachimer is. And you see Xerish Shava following Xerish Shava does work. Hekish followed by Hekish doesn't work. But you see how strong a Xerish Shav is and how strong a Kal V'Chaimer is. So for sure, a Kal V'Chaimer should work after the Xerish Shav. You see, Kal V'Chaimer is strong that it can follow a Hekesh. You see, Xerish Shav, despite the fact that it cannot follow a Hekesh, but a Xerish Shav can follow a Xerish Shav. So for sure, a Kal V'Chaimer can follow a Xerish Shav.
And the whole demon is Kal V'Chaimer. So this is the number two.
This is enough of a Kal V'Chaimer. We're proving that a Kal V'Chaimer can work following Xerish Shava via a Kal V'Chaimer. Kal V'Chaimer's work. The question is, does it work after by Kadosh after Xerish Shava? So we could prove it with a Kal V'Chaimer that stands alone.
Is the only one that you do yourself?
Well, that's a question whether you can do a Hekesh yourself. We said Hekesh before. Well, Kal V'Chaimer for sure you could do by yourself. But it could get knocked off the Pirachim. What? Yeah, that's a different issue. But we're not dealing with Din over here. We're not dealing with...
Yes.
So then the next one is an easy one. The Gemara takes... pleads the fifth right away. What about a Xerish Shava followed by Binyan Av? The Gemara says Teku. Right away, the Gemara says, I don't know. So that's a take.
Didn't even try.
Just put a question mark in the box. Okay. Dover, we'll do another one or two. Dover halamid b'kal v'chaimer mahu sheyilmad b'hekesh. What about starting with a kal v'chaimer followed by a hekesh? Kal v'chaimer starting and followed by a hekesh. We said till now kal v'chaimer is very strong, right? So this is also going to be a kal v'chaimer. We're going to learn this by a kal v'chaimer. Ma gzeres shava she'ein lameda mehekesh mid Rabbi Yochanan. A gzeres shava cannot follow a hekesh. So they're both somewhat weak. Yet mehekesh mid Rabbi Yochanan, lamed behekesh mid Rav Papa. But a gzeres shava could be followed by a Hekesh, so we see how strong a Xerish Shava is. So Kal V'Chaimer halamid mehekesh, but a Kal V'Chaimer can follow a Hekesh, but the time of the Beir Yishmal, so we see how strong a Kal V'Chaimer is. Ain't a din sheyilmid behekesh. So for sure, in this case, a kavachomer followed by a hekesh. A kavachomer is so strong that for sure a hekesh should be able to follow a kavachomer. Once again, we're saying the kavachomer is extremely strong over here than a hekesh. So here we're looking at A as being very powerful. So being that A is so powerful that a kavachomer can be followed by a hekesh, as we see in the Tanakh Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Einid Din Sheyilmid Behekesh. So once again, Hanich Lamand Islay to Rav Papa. This will come out good according to Rav Papa, who proved that you can have a Hekesh after a Gezerah Shava. Elamand Leslie Rav Papa, Michael Neymar, you won't have this Kavachomer, because part of this Kavachomer that we're bringing is that a Hekesh can be used after a Gezerah Shava from Rav Papa. But if you don't hold of that, we can't learn this Kavachomer, Michael Neymar, Teku, that remains unresolved. And we'll do one more. So that, once again, you're seeing the third column, first box, there's a question mark. Next one is Dover Halamed the Kavachomer, Mahu Sheyilma the Gzeres Shava. What about a Kavachomer followed by Gzeres Shava? Kavachomer, that's also a Kavachomer. Just like, as we see, that a hekesh is very weak, Zerah Shava is somewhat weak, it doesn't follow a hekesh, Melamed v'Gzerah Shava mid the Rami Bar Chama or Rava, that you could have Gzerah Shava followed by Gzerah Shava. So Kavachomer, Halamed me hekesh with the ton of the very small kavachomer, which is so strong, which as we see can work after a hekesh. Ain't a din shed tilmid v'gzeres shava. For sure, it should be strong enough to allow gzeres shava, which is stronger than a hekesh, to be used following a kavachomer. Okay, so we'll stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.